We would like to thank Karen and Jake Abelovis for sponsoring this morning's Loxalon. Le'ilu Nishmas, Jake's beloved parents, Le'ah ben Abba and Le'ah ben Avraham, Karen's brother Yoshua ben Shimon Dov, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. We are continuing in Mishnah 11 in the fifth chapter of Pirkei Avos, and we are going to continue to discuss different types of anger, different types of people who get angry, and perhaps some strategies to help us if we do have some anger issues. We're going to reread the Mishnah. We'll give a few-minute recap of what we did last week, which is going to help us transition into what we are going to be doing this week. So the Mishnah states as follows. There are four types of people when it comes to their temperaments. Arba midos ba deos. We referenced last week that the importance of the word deos here teaches or highlights, according to many commentaries, the importance of thinking when it comes to the emotion of anger, that our thought process is going to be essential. So, arba midos bedeos. Number one, noach lichos v'noach lirtzos, somebody who becomes angry easily, but also becomes appeased easily. Yatza scharo behefsedo. So, the Mishnah says that this person loses any gain that he might have in the loss of the fact that he gets angry easily. Kasha lichos v'kasha lirtzos yatzehef sedo bischaro. Somebody who gets angry, it's hard for them to get angry, but once they do get angry, it's hard for them to be appeased. So yatzehef sedo bischaro. It sounds on some level that the negatives are outweighed by the benefits. So that's actually, according to this version, it is better to get angry less frequently, even if that means that you will stay angry for a longer period of time, than somebody who gets angry frequently, and even though they are appeased quickly, the frequency of anger, according to this version, is worse than somebody who gets angry infrequently but stays angry. We saw, and this is what we're going to be dealing with this week, is that there's another version that flips that and says that the opposite is true, that it is better to get angry it's better to get angry more frequently and appeased quicker than when you get angry, even if it's less frequently, then you stay angry. So we're going to analyze that. That's going to be the first section of today. But before we get there, let's finish off the Mishnah. The Mishnah then tells us two other categories of people is kasha lichos v'noach lirtzo, somebody who it's hard for them to get angry. And then even when they do get angry, even though it's so infrequent, they still are appeased very quickly. So that person, that's the best option that's given to us. That person is called a chassid, and what we are a pious person. And what we're going to do after we do that first section is going to understand why this is called piety, as well as what's absent is somebody who never gets angry ever. That's not an option, apparently, in our Mishnah. We'll have to understand why. And number four is noach lichos v'kasha lirtzos, somebody who becomes angry easily and is hard to be appeased. That is a Rasha. That person is deemed as wicked. So we'll have to understand why that is called Rasha. We know that it's bad, but why the term Rasha is used here for somebody who gets angry easily and stays angry for a long period of time. So let us skim down here to page 3. And that's where we did last week. Page 1 is in 2 in the source sheets. Page 3, we're first going to understand why getting angry more frequently is worse. Even though you are appeased quicker, it is the frequency, the fact that it happens so often, which makes it worse than somebody, according to this version, somebody who gets angry less frequently, even if that person who gets angry less frequently holds on to that. We used the word grudge last time. Maybe that's not the best word, but stays angry for a long time. That is better, according to this version, than somebody who gets angry more frequently, even though they're appeased. So why is it? What's so bad about getting angry more frequently if, at the end of the day, you're just going to let it go after a few minutes? So we have a few different options here. Let's start with Rashi in source number 8. Rashi says, this version of Rashi, Yotza scharo shu mekabel schar bameshu noach l'ratzos bevsedo, shu mafsid bameshu noach lichos, shekol shat tzarech damim l'faiso, ve'eno niskar. So he says, interestingly, let's assume you're doing something towards somebody else. He says you're going to have to buy them off. right? So even though you get angry quickly and then you let it go, but you've caused damage to other people. And you're going to have to work to appease them. And that working constantly, consistently, over and over and over again, yeah, you back down quickly, but you've caused damage in the wake. And because of that, that's going to be, he says here, you're going to lose a lot of money if you keep having to, you know, buy nice things, buy flowers, buy, you know, buy chocolates or buy whatever it is to make up for the fact that you keep getting angry. So that, according to Rashi, is worse than somebody who gets angry less frequently. Why is that? So he continues here. About kasha lichos v'kasha lirtzos tova ma'atemenu. It's better somewhat. So that's an important word there. And it's important to realize that these two categories are both bad. Right, both of these types of there's a negative, there's a hefsed when it comes to both of these types of anger. Whether you get appeased quickly or not, there's both negatives because you're getting angry. So it's tova me'at hemen. It's slightly better if you get angry less frequently. Schar shu koes bekoshin meruba mefsedo dekash l'ratzos yatzef sedo muat berov scharo shu marviach kasheno koes tadir. Right, it's so infrequent that you're getting angry, so it's really not such a big deal. And then every once in a while you'll have to put out a fire. Okay, but it's better than having to buy flowers every day because you keep getting angry. So that's Rashi's approach. It's interesting that he uses the word schar here. In terms of, you know, there's some monetary aspect to it, is that you're going to have to pay for the fact that you are getting angry. But according to Rashi, he just says, you know, it's nothing too drastic, nothing too novel here. He's just basically framing the approach that it's better to get angry less frequently, because more frequently means you're going to have to keep having to appease, you're going to have to keep having to deal with the fact that you're angry. But if you get angry once a month, once every other month, once every 6 months, all right, so it's bad. But you'll deal with it. It's not so problem. So frequency is worse according to this understanding. Source number 9, Rabbeinu Yonah says as follows, another explanation. Ki ahefsed meruba min aschar, ki mato elos beretzoso mehera, achar shachach ha-ka'as b'cheiko yanuach, v'kal mehera hu koes. So you get infrequently, but it happens, frequently, it happens all the time, so it's not so intense, or that you can let it go quickly, but who cares if you get it low quickly? In another 2 minutes, you're going to get angry again. So you're not angry about the thing that happened 2 minutes ago, but you're going to get angry at you're like a ticking time bomb. I can't trust you. I don't know when you're going to get angry next. So the fact that it's so frequent, even if you're going to be appeased quickly, it doesn't matter because you're a ticking time bomb. I can't trust that you're not going to get angry. V'yavo, and he adds another important point here, v'yavo lidei avera, Lefi Sha'a. So he said Rashi focused on the interpersonal aspects that you're going to have to keep having to buy people off because you're getting angry so frequently. Rabbeinu Yonah focuses on a spiritual aspect, and that is that when I get angry, I am in danger of committing sins. And if I get angry frequently, that means there's a higher frequency of me being able to commit sins. So who cares that, okay, so it only happens frequently, but you get better quickly, but in that time, in that minute, in that 2 minutes, you can do things that you'll have to pay for, that they're both monetarily and spiritually. So the fact that it's frequent is going to mean that there's more chances for sin, there's more chances for interpersonal conflict, and that's why frequency is worse. And can you even repair fully what you do when you're angry? The things that we mess up when we're angry, sometimes they're not repairable. Sometimes the sin is not repairable. Sometimes the relationship is not repairable. So the more often you get angry, the more often you're going to have to deal with things that you might not be able to totally fix. Gam ki kisratza mehera. Even if you feel better right afterwards, okay, but you just left a wake of destruction in your path. That's not the best, that's not great. And the flip, if it's infrequent, all right, so it's not good. Again, there's a negative to getting angry, even if it's infrequently, but the fact that you don't let it go quickly is a problem. Yes, that's correct. But since it's less frequent, there's less damage, thus chance that you're going to be able to do heavy damage all the time, and that's why it's better to get angry less frequently, even if you're going to stay angry for longer. Basically, again, the more frequently you get angry, even if you're appeased quickly, according to this version, that is worse. The Tiferes Yisrael here, we're not going to read this whole thing inside, but adds a few interesting things here, where he says that, let me just pull out one line, that I really like here. He says, Yatzef Seyed of Ischara wrote Zalomar, Naki hu mehafseidu shemazik legufo v'nafsho al yedei ha-ka'as. And this is something perhaps we'll elaborate on later on. I have a source all the way at the end that talks about this. I just want to highlight it here, is that there is not just an interpersonal damage, right? There is something that I can do against other people. That's how Rashi started. Rabbeinu Yonah added that there's something that's between me and God, bein adam lemakom, as it were. There's an avera, there's a sin that can be committed. But here, the Tiferes Yisrael adds a third element, which is that anger is not just damaging to others. Anger is not just damaging to God. Anger is damaging legufo, to my own body, to myself. There's a bein adam la'atzmo element here, that it's negative even towards my own health, as we know from various research studies, that anger can cause heart disease and it could have very lasting negative impact on our physical health as well, right? So that's just an important point to keep in mind when we're dealing with and analyzing this, is that there's really three components. There's God, there's others, and there's me. My anger damages all three. Next, we look at the Pirkei Moshe, source number 11. He's going to say something pretty interesting when it comes to explaining why more frequent is a problem. So he says here, "Balkein Gazar Omer, Shemishu Noach Lichos v'Noach Lirtzos, Asher Himida Beinonis v'Emsais Bein Shtei Aktzavos." So number one is that this is the middle. It's the middle, as it were. It's the middle path. Is that I get angry easily, but I also get appeased easily. Hine yatsa scharo bios noach l'ratzos pefseido. It's still negative because I'm losing from the frequency of my anger. Kolomar shlo hoil lo achela katov. The fact that you get appeased easily, that's the benefit here. But that benefit is not going to help you. It's not going to compensate, right? Your plus side here, your pro, is that you are appeased easily. The fact that you're appeased easily is not going to help you if you keep getting angry. So he says here there are going to be things similar to what Rabbeinu Yonah said. There are going to be things that you will do in your anger that you're not going to be able to fix. So you have a pro and a con. Your pro is that you're easily appeased. Your con is that you get angry frequently. So if we're weighing these two things, he's saying it's worse to get angry frequently, because the fact that you're appeased quickly doesn't take away the fact that you already caused damage with the frequency of your anger. And that's why it says, Al-Kain Amar Shiyatza Scharo Shua Ritzui, the pro that you have here is that you are appeased quickly. That is lost, Bariu Ki'ilu Lohai. It's as if it's negligible, it's irrelevant, B'sibas Hefsed Mitzius of Kasvas Chala, because you already got angry. And that's what it means. That's what Ze'omer, that's what it means, that you lose your benefit of your easily appeasing. The flip of that is the getting angry less frequently. That's your pro. Your pro is that it's less frequently that you get angry. Your con, your negative, is that it's hard for you to be appeased. So Amida Beis is that your kasha lichos v'kasha lirtzos, hard to get anger, hard to get appeased. Shu yoser tova mrishona. This is better than the frequency of getting angry a lot but getting appeased easily. V'amar sha'isha sher ze lo yatzeh hefseido. The negative that he has, that he gets, and it's hard for him to be appeased, is lost b'meshu kasha lirtzos in the gain of the fact that he doesn't get angry frequently. So that's his scharo. His schar, that he doesn't get angry frequently, overrides, weighs out, drowns out the fact that he's not easily appeased. Ki ravu, b'meshu kasha lichos, b'meshu kasha lichos, yimdem mibal l'chol kas. He's not going to get angry. So every once in a while he'll get angry. That's not good. But at the end of the day, he's going to get angry and he's going to stay angry. It's not good, but at the end of the day, there's less chance of him doing negative things because of the less frequent aspect of his anger. So far, all of these sources, and we'll see one more, all of these sources are pointing to explain why getting angry more frequently is a problem. And the general answer is because when I get angry more frequently, there is a higher chance of me messing up. There's going to be more consequences to my actions because it's happening so easily. I think the takeaway on some level is that even if you could apologize, and even if your anger, you know, sort of spikes but then goes down quickly, you have to remember that there's consequences to that. The anger affects people. The anger affects you. The anger affects God. So even if you can step back and apologize, apologies don't always just take away what you just did. So the frequency here is an issue. It's a bigger issue, and again, there's some acknowledgement that people get angry, so people understand that you get angry. So if it's every once in a while, we'll deal with it. But if it's happening all the time and there's so many negative consequences of that, you can't just always back off and backtrack from all of the anger that you have if it happens so often. One more source on this level, then I saw there might have been a question. But let's see the Sfas Emes here in source number 12. Kasha Lertzos, Kaven Shekasha Lichos, V'yesh Levar Yoser. Darishon eno misyashav lischarit almidazu. So he points out something very fascinating, a very deep insight. Somebody who gets angry frequently but then is appeased, it's harder for that person to do tshuva. They don't realize the costs of what they're doing because they apologize so quickly. Like, what do you want from me? I apologize. De eno roe bigriusa kaven du noach lertzos. Vesovashu davar kal, it's not such a big deal, so I got angry, but I was over it. And you see this in relationships a lot. You have one, sometimes you have one side of the, one party in a relationship who gets angry, sort of like explodes for a second, and then moves on, gets over it very quickly. But the person who they got angry against, or to, sticks with that, right? And has the another type of sort of that resentment builds up, and they can't just quickly move over and go, now go into a different stage of the relationship where now, okay, let's relax. I got angry. I blew it off. I'm done. But the person who you got angry against might be stuck in that for an hour, for 2 hours. So you who got angry for a split second, like, what do you want from me? I feel better now. I'm good. I apologize. Let's move on. But the damage you did is already lasting in the other person, but you think you're so righteous. Right, because you're not, I'm done, I apologize, it's over, why can't you get over it already? So the Sfas Emes is saying that that person who gets angry frequently and then gets appeased thinks that they're, the fact that they're now better makes it that what they did isn't such a big deal. And when they think what they did is not such a big deal, they're not going to realize that it's something that has to change. So they're not going to do tshuva. Right, so sover davar kal kaven to take up misratzeh. But the second person, the second type of person who gets angry less frequently and they hold on to it longer, they actually realize that that's an issue. Aval sheni kaven du kasha l'ritzos roa heil grua midazu v'nosin levu mischarat l'gamri mimena. The person who stays with the anger for a long time realizes the damage that the anger is doing. So they're going to try to change. So it's interesting, the way he frames it here is that the reason why it's worse for the more frequent is not per se that it's the more frequent. It's because they think that the fact that they're appeased quickly means that there's no issue. And when they think that there's no issue, they're not going to try to change. The person who the anger sticks to for a long time, they know that this is a problem. They know that they want to work on it, that they want to change it, so that they try and they attempt to change it. That's why it's worse, according to the Sfas Emes. The more frequent, even though you're easily appeased, it's actually the easily appeased is the fault here, because you don't realize that you have to change. Very fascinating insight. And it gives one more here. Yatsa schar befseido da kas mida meguna ma'od, v'lachein noach lichos kashetfe, mimisha eno noach lirtzos, ki nake lechafes eitza lahatzer melichos, mishikvar koes v'is parish mimenu. So there's another fascinating psychological insight here. He says here that when somebody is before you're angry, it's easier to control that anger. Meaning, once I'm emotionally, to use a term that Daniel Goleman uses, emotionally hijacked, Right? Once I'm angry, once the my brain chemicals, my hormones, everything is sort of all over the place. I'm angry. It's hard to step back from that. And we want to work on it. We want to improve it. But it's hard. It's a lot easier if I'm not yet angry to work on not getting angry. And that's why if you want to really work on your anger, the best way to work on your anger is to identify when you get angry and then better predict when you would get angry in the future and be proactive in trying to work on not getting angry in the first place. Once you are already angry, this is what he's saying, and I think we all know this from experience, and I can tell you this is definitely true when it comes to trying to change anger in a therapeutic place. Once you are already angry, it's much harder to step back. There are strategies. You take your 10, you walk away, you take your deep breaths, you try your hardest, but you're already angry. It's much harder to step back down from that. So what he's saying here is, again, let's reread it with that in mind. Yatzes charo behefseido da kas mida meguna me'od v'lachin noach lichos. If it's easy for me to get angry, it's kasha tzvei, it's worse from somebody she'eno noach lirtzos, ki naka l'chafetz etza li'aser melichos. If it's harder for me to get angry, then I'm going to keep working on not getting angry. But the more frequently I get angry, the harder it's going to be to step back from that anger. So even if it's noach lirtzos, it means that I'm not working as hard at trying to not get angry. I understand you get angry every once in a while. It's hard to step back from that. That's what he's saying. You get angry, it's hard to step back from that. Again, you're emotionally hijacked. So it's difficult. We understand that. Versus somebody who gets angry all the time, that person should be working harder on not getting angry in the first place, because that's an easier avoda, as it were, than somebody, once they are angry, to back out from that anger. So that's his way of explaining why it's better to be angry less frequently than more frequently, because it's a matter of how hard it is to work on something. It's much harder to work on something once you are already hijacked, once you're already angry, versus not. And that's why it's better. So that ends off this section with several different explanations as to why more frequent, even if you are going to be appeased more quickly, is worse than somebody who is angered less frequently. Even that person stays angry for longer, it's not as bad as the more frequent. Main big picture is that that's because with the frequency, there's more chance of doing damage, even though you back off after a minute or two. Within that minute, you could have damaged relationships, you could have sinned, you could have hurt yourself, and that's why it's worse for more frequent. What we're going to do now is transition to the other side to try to explain the other version of the Mishnah, which is that it's actually the flip. It's worse to get angry less frequently because it's kasha lichos, but kasha lirtzos. The fact that you get angry less frequently is good, but the fact that you stay angry makes it worse than somebody who gets angry more frequently who's appeased quicker. Okay, so we want to understand now that side. Why is it worse to stay angry, even though it's less frequent, than to get angry more frequently if I'm appeased more quickly? Before we get there, any questions, comments, clarifications? I thought I saw a hand go up, but maybe we addressed it already. Okay, good. So here we go. Part 2. The Rashbats, source number 13, writes as follows. I know this is a little technical, and it's a lot of things to keep in mind, looking at both sides of the argument, but it's pretty interesting to see the different perspectives here. So, Mishu Noach Lichos, Hefsed Yeshlo Bezeh, Ki Ka'as, So he says, for the infrequent, so it's, again, there's a negative, let me start over. For the frequent, there's a negative that you're getting angry frequently. But because you're appeased quickly, you're able to fix and compensate for the damage you have done. Masha Hefshin Bikaso. Ulize Omar Yatsev Seido Bisharo. So according to this version, that's better. Because you're able to fix, your appeasement is able to correct any damages. That's why it's better frequently, but you're appeased quicker. But who's the opposite? Mishu Hefech. Afa Pishu Kasha Lichos Vieso Scharbazeb. Somebody who's the opposite, who gets angry less frequently. And there's positive set. Again, that's a pro. The fact that you get angry less frequently, there's schar bezeh. But you lose that schar. Hifsid scharo, ki b'chol pam shukoes hukash lertzos. Every time you get angry, nobody can appease you. You're stuck in it. Uma yoel scharo. Who cares that, okay, it's less frequent. But when it happens, it's a nuclear bomb. B'mesh hukash lichos, imeinu misratza, ki im b'koshi. And so here, it's that even though it's less frequent, the damage is done. And you're sticking with it, and you can't just move on. That's worse than somebody who can get angry quickly and appease. So the fact that you can't appease, according to this version, is worse because the damage is sticking. And again, you could understand both sides, and I think that's part of the main lesson here, is that there's pros and cons to both sides. It's a matter of what you're focusing on, right? They both have a pro, they both have a con. Which one's worse to some element might be subjective based on the example. But here you can definitely understand somebody, you hear stories, you've seen it perhaps, maybe you've experienced it, of people who don't get angry that often. But in that one or two times that they get angry, they're able to destroy families. They're able to destroy relationships, right? The anger sticks and it festers and it stays there for so long that there couldn't be everlasting damage even though it's infrequent. So on this, from this perspective, it's the fact that you're not appeased quickly which causes the more damage. And he says, he then quotes, he says, that's the gear, so that's the version that we have. Then he quotes versions that are the flip, which is how we started. And then he ends off with the following line. V'hagirsa harishona yoser nechona. The approach that he started with, which is the second approach that we're doing, which is that it's worse, even if it's infrequent, if you hold on to it, that's worse. Why? Ki hakol holech achar hachasum. This is his main point. Everything goes based on the end, based on the conclusion. And the conclusion of somebody who gets angry infrequently but stays in that anger, right? If you would just stop and ask, are you angry? The answer is yes. Right? I'm still angry. So that's the chasm. That's the end game. The end game is you're angry because you can't be appeased. But somebody who gets angry, even if it's frequently, the end game is it's over. I'm done. We can move forward. So from that perspective, it's worse to get angry more frequently. It's worse to get angry less frequently if you hold on to the anger than more frequently if you let it go. What's interesting here, if we could analyze it for a moment, is that in contrast to the first set of people who we started off with in the previous page, who explained the opposite, they focused on what damage you're doing to others. So because of that, the damage is done. I don't care if you're appeased quickly, you cause damage in the wake. He doesn't seem to be focusing on that as much. He seems to be focusing on what's your mental state. And my mental state is worse if I hold on to that anger. Right? Because over time, right, if you ask me over the course of my life, how often was I angry about something? So even though in terms of frequency, there's people who get angry more frequently, but it's only for a minute. So they were only angry for a minute. Let's say that happens 5 times a day. So they were angry for 5 minutes. Okay, so that's very frequent in terms of how often it happened, but for the duration, the length of time that they're angry, it's 5 minutes. Versus the person who's kasha lichos, it could be they get angry once a month. But for that time that they get angry, they then stick with that for 24 hours, for a week. So over time, they themselves are more angry. They have felt that anger longer than somebody who has done it more frequently but is appeased quicker. So it's almost as if they're looking at it from different perspectives. How much damage can you do to others? Well, there's more damage that you could do the more angry you get, the more frequently you get angry. But it's worse for you on some level if the duration of that anger stays for longer. And that's why it's kol holech achar hachosim. Everything goes after. At the end of the day, am I still angry? If the answer is yes, it means you're kasha lirtzos. That's a problem. Okay, so that's the other perspective here. The source number 14, Rav Matisyahu HaYitzhari, says another fascinating insight here. So he says, Amar, b'mi shemidaso kalichos hefsed yeshlo. Somebody who gets angry frequently, it's mishu midaso kalichos hefsed yeshlo. There's a negative to that. Kimashu mispal binekala lo yemerutza livnei beisov lo letamido. So the fact that I get angry frequently is not good for everybody else. It's not. My friends, my family, my students, if I'm a teacher. And the quotes of Gemara in Psachim, Beperek Arbei Psachim, Haratchanin Chayim Eno Chayim. People who get angry, their life is not a life. Aval, Kevan Shinoach Lirtzos, Ein Hefzed Klum. The fact that I'm appeased quickly outweighs any damage of the fact that I get angry frequently. Why? Watch this. Ki b'nei beso v'talmido yachrishu v'yichnu'u be'es hakas v'az yanuach lo v'lahem. If people know that you get angry quickly, but then you let it go, eventually, or hopefully, they will learn to just give you that 2 minutes. They know you get angry, and they know you're going to let it go. So if they can adapt around you, again, I'm not saying this is ideal, but they'll get used to you getting angry and then moving forward. So he says that's why it's not so bad, because anger is bad, right? And it damages, and it can damage other people. But if people know that you're just going to get over it a minute, they'll give you that minute and then you'll move forward. And perhaps we know people like this, perhaps we're like this, and we've learned to live with them. And we learn that they give them that minute and then move forward. We don't like it, we don't love it, but it doesn't have to damage everything in the relationship because we're able to move forward. But the flip of that, it says, Shani, hafach mizeh, ki afa pishu kasha lichos mutov. It's good that you don't get angry so frequently. Im kol zev, seido yoser atzim lefisha kasya nuach b'cheiko. But, okay, it's you don't get angry frequently, but when you do get angry, you hold on to it. You're sticking with it. V'yev shal adam shal yichos lef amim liyasar ishto v'tamidu. He says it's impossible. We'll get to this later, maybe this week, maybe next week. We might have to split this to 3 weeks. He says that it's impossible for people not to get angry. There's some level of anger, whether it's at your spouse, whether it's at your students, olahani got sibor, or whether it's at a congregation, because he seems to be saying here also there might be a positive to anger, and we'll get to that as well. Okiyotze bedvarim elu, it's impossible for you not to get angry ever. Sometimes it's actually appropriate to get angry. Oh, im yichlaku al sarasu shitova vamita. Somebody's arguing with you. This is a good election talk here. Right? Somebody's arguing with you, and you know you're right. Right? The problem is they know they're right too. Right? But you know you're right. So that, again, you're going to get angry. Shematzino bepinchas. So we find some examples of this. Somebody mentioned this last week. Pinchas, shikas al zimri, vahargo, David, al shimi, yoav, vinatar lahem. Several different examples within Tanakh, where people got angry, right? Va'amru biyuma, kol talmud chacham sheinu nokem v'noter kenachash eino talmud chacham. There's even a Gemara that says that a talmud chacham, somebody who's a scholar who doesn't hold a grudge like a snake, is not a talmud chacham. Now that has to be understood in more depth, but the basic idea here is that there is something to being a little harsh, being a little strict, being a little angry. Again, in context, needs to be massaged out a little bit. But for now, big picture is that there might be a context for that. And he says a pasuk in Koheles. He says as follows: V'nirali beiru ki amar berucha sheshama ruchos lechos klamar betzoncha lichos al davar masheroy lichos. This is the key point here. If we're going to talk about the appropriateness of getting angry, it has to be done bertzoncha, with your will, You have chosen to get angry. Not that the anger overtakes you and you lose control. You have a very calculated anger that this is very difficult to do, and a lot of us delude ourselves to think that this is what we're doing, right? But a very calculated anger that's justified in the right amount, at the right time, at the right person, for the right reasons. That's the appropriate anger. Bertzoncha lichos, adavar masheroi lichos. You're choosing to, it's appropriate. Lo ye bebehala b'shetispal mimenu. It's not something that's sort of in a heat of passion, a moment of chaos, where your anger comes out of control. Ki az akas yanuach b'cha v'lo yitachen rach l'ksilim. Because then that's inappropriate. That's something that fools do. Ki amaskilim yivcharu hakas. The wise are those who choose anger. But they don't get overtaken by anger. So what he's setting the stage for is really two things, and maybe we should split these. Number one is the reason why it's better, according to him, to get angry more frequently as long as you're appeased quickly is because people will adapt to you. Versus if you get angry less frequently, but you hold on to it, that demonstrates that anger is not something you are choosing. And that demonstrates, and as well as that there's long-term consequences to that. And because of that, that side of the equation is worse. It's one thing for you to mess up and quickly get over it. People will adapt. But if you get angry very frequently, infrequently, but you hold on to it, then that is something that's going to be harder for you. I think it's going to be hard. I think he's indicating, he doesn't say it explicitly here, but I think it's going to be harder for others. They're not going to know how to deal with you. They're not going to know how to appease you. They're not going to know how to live with you because of that, as well as it demonstrates that you're not fully in control of what you are, of what you're doing. That's his reasoning for that side. I want to reiterate that both of these versions are negative. Right, no matter which way you go, you're still getting angry. Right, there's an acknowledgement that people get angry, and there's an acknowledgement that we mess up. But these are both problems. Right, it's problematic to get angry frequently. It's problematic to get angry less frequently if you hold on to it. We're just sort of, it's a good way of bringing out ideas to show the pros and cons of both things, but they both have pros and they both have cons, right? So ideally, this is not where we want to be. We don't want to be somebody who gets angry frequently, even though, yeah, it's true, it might be better that we're appeased quickly. And we don't want to be somebody who holds on to an anger, even though it's true, it doesn't happen so frequently. These are both negatives. The question is, we're sort of doing a hierarchy, which one's less negative? But they're both negative. It's not our ideal. Our ideal is going to transition us into the next stage, is somebody who doesn't get angry frequently, and when he does get angry, is able to be appeased quickly as well. We're not there yet. We're almost there. So let's just trying to think here what the best way to do this is. Source number 15 is pretty interesting. It's the Maharal, and I think we're going to do it. If we split this into two, the question, I'm debating now whether or not we're going to split this into two or we're going to finish off today. If we finish off today, I'm going to skip the Maharal. If we split it into two, we are going to do the Maharal. I think the executive decision in the moment is going to be to skip it. I think we're going to skip it. I think we're going to try to finish off today. I think that it's going to fit nicer if we finish off and not spread it over. For those who want to learn the Maharal, feel free. We'll set up an appointment and go through it. Just overview, basic bullet points. He has a very interesting way of explaining this Mishnah, different than what we've seen until this point, that has to do with different types of personality. That there's two subtypes of personality. Those who are kasha and those who are noach, right? Those who are sort of flexible and those who are inflexible. Based on that framework, he then goes explains our Mishnah in a way that shows how you're changing or not changing based on your core personality, whether or not you're able to be appeased or not. Again, not going into the whole thing now, but it's a pretty interesting way of looking at personality typologies in terms of flexible versus inflexible, and to be done at a different time. Let's look at at source number 16. And this is gonna help us understand what's so bad. We're now transitioning to the next stage. All right. So far we did, just to sum up, what we did is we spent time explaining what's the version of the Mishnah that says that even though it's bad, it's better to be somebody who gets angry infrequently, even if you hold on to it, versus somebody who gets angry frequently, even though you're appeased. That was one section, sort of focusing on how much damage you can do in those moments of your anger, even if you're appeased quickly. Then the second version focuses on that it's worse, the opposite is worse. It's worse to hold on to the anger, even if it's less frequently, than it is to get angry more frequently, because the appeasement sort of outweighs the fact that you're angry. People will adjust to you, and it's better for you to get angry for a shorter duration than it would be to stick and hold on to that anger for a long period of time. Now what we're going to do is we're going to focus on the two versions of Chassid and Rasha. So if you remember, number 3 and 4 of our mission, we have 4 types of anger. We just did 1 and 2 in great depth. Number 3 is Kasha Lichos V'Noach Lirtso, somebody who gets angry infrequently, and even when he does get angry, is appeased quickly. That person is a chassid, that person is pious. Somebody on the flip, who gets angry frequently and then doesn't get appeased, that person is a wicked person. So we want to understand now is, what are these words, chassid and rasha, pious and wicked, have to do with anything? If anything, what's the opposite of a Rasha? Let's say a tzaddik, right? So the fact that we use the word chassid here, not righteous, for stage number 3, needs to be understood. What the purpose, what the point of calling somebody a chassid is, what does that mean? As well as, why does this make somebody a Rasha? Again, we understand that it's negative, but the term Rasha is not something we should just throw around so easily. Rasha's a wicked person. So why? What does this person do? How does this frequent anger with lack of appeasement, how does that lead to rishus, to a context of wickedness? So we start here with the Yaivet, source number 16, who says that, why is this person called somebody who is righteous? A chassid, pious. And why is a flip somebody is a Rasha? So he says here something interesting, which we haven't focused on yet, is that anger can be understood as heavily tied to our conceptions of God. Right? Why does somebody get angry? Why does somebody not get angry? So one reason why somebody might not get angry, even if it's something that others would get angry, is, the Ibitz explains, is because of our conception of the world and how God runs the world. So he writes as follows, V'al titama al omro noach lichos v'kasha lirtos Rasha. Why does it call him a Rasha? Kasha lichos v'noach lirtos chassid. Why does it call the other person a chassid? Why use these terminologies? Ki be'emes hamitzaref hamiti huzeh. The underlying factor is as follows, K'moshe parashti b'mishnas ma'od ma'od ha'vishva ruach. As I explained when it comes to humility, and as I explained in Al Tinoach Lichos, which was the Mishnah in Perek Beis that talked about anger, Mashachidashti hine ki mashem ma'arich gedulas Torah Hashem ka'omro tovlo Torah picha. If we really believed and trusted in the Torah and God, lama yidag v'isatev al davar mitova ze'olam, why are we so bothered by the trivialities of life, the things that are happening in our day to day that we get angry about? This, if you want to call it the stupidities, as it were, the thing. Sometimes, if you actually analyze what we get angry about, half the time, or most of the time, if not all the time, they're about silly things, things that are meaningless, that they don't have any lasting impact. Vu omro im torasi belibam lo amari matorah belibam rak torasi sheavchinu gedulas malasam veloyachushu leilu atovos klal klal. It all comes down to what our perspective in life is. And to the extent that we incorporate a Torah spiritual perspective, a perspective that everything comes from God and everything here is for a reason, I'm elaborating a little bit on what he's saying, but the Sefer HaChinuch talks about this as well. If I really believe that everything comes from God and I really focus on spiritual endeavors, I'm not going to get caught up in most of the things that most people get angry about. So because of that, it does make sense to use the term pious and wicked here, because it's not just about anger. It's about my main hashkafa. It's about how I view the world and how I view Torah and how I view God. So there's more on the line, as it were, according to the Yavetz, than just anger. That's how he approaches why we use chassid and rasha. Others, I don't think I quoted it to you here. There's another approach I meant to put it here, but based on the Rambam, where chassid pious really just means somebody who goes above and beyond what's necessary. So if the middle path here, or the average path, is the first two clauses of the Mishnah, where somebody who gets angry either frequently or infrequently, is appeased either frequently or infrequently, some sort of combination of both, you know, there's a pro and a con, that's middle, that's average, that's the status, you know, most people deal with. A chassid pious, all that means is that I'm going to the extreme, and I'm not following what the average does. I'm going above and beyond the average. So that's where the pious might come from. We'll have to explain what Rasha means according to that, but that's one approach here. I didn't quote it for you. But look here at source number 17, the Medrash Shmuel. The Efshar Lomar, the chassid v'rasha d'ka'amar, ha'kavana al shem sofo. So he takes an approach here that it doesn't mean that you're wicked or that you're pious in that moment. The anger itself is not enough to call you wicked or pious. Rather, it's a functional, almost a utilitarian approach. Where is it going to lead to? Sha'asid lios chasid bishara mitzvos. If I follow this approach with anger, that I don't get angry frequently and I'm appeased easily, that's going to lead to more mitzvos. Dekemet sheshol midazu, sherov gufei haTorah mitzvos tuliyim ba, ki pesach tikva likno shleimus hachasidus. This is a stepping stone, as it were, to doing more mitzvos, to having good character, and that's why alkein me'ato me'achshav nikra chasid. Even if I didn't accomplish everything that I'm going to accomplish, this core trait of not getting angry, and even when I do get angry, I'm appeased quickly, is going to set the stage for my future piety. It's almost like it's the starting point, the seeds for my future flourishing as a chassid and as a pious person. And because of that, even right now, if I'm not even at that level of piety, it's worthy of being called pious now. V'chein harasha, the same thing when it comes to the wicked person, even if he's not necessarily wicked right now, but because he has the anger and he can't get rid of the anger, he's not appeased easily, it's going to lead to worst things in the long run, and that's why we're going to call that person wicked now. He's going to eventually, as Chazal say, worship idols. We would have to understand that more in depth, but you sort of lose control. You can end up doing anything if you get angry. So even if you haven't done anything negative until this point, because in the long run it's going to lead to negative, you're called a Rasha now. So it's not the anger in its own that gets you the title of pious or wicked, but rather it's the fact that it will lead to either piety or wickedness that gets that label. The next source, this Chus Avos, I didn't quote in full here, and there's a bunch of sources here that we're going to do sort of bullet pointed without looking at them inside, says something that I think is important for this and important in general. The Chus Avos says that here, chassid doesn't mean the person is pious. And on the flip, we can say Rasha doesn't mean the person is wicked about everything. Right? Sometimes we have this tendency, and it's based on statements like this in Chazal, psychology, sometimes we call it in the positive, the halo effect. Right? Somebody does something well, they do one thing well, and then we think they do everything well. Right, so we trust them with everything, even though we have no indication that they can do that other thing well. So you're good at one thing. I should have thought of an example beforehand. I'm good at learning, so it must mean that I'm good that I have good midos. Right? That's the halo effect. You could think of dozens of different examples. Even gets to looks. People who look good, we tend to think that they have, you know, good quality, good traits. We look at one aspect that might be good, and then we assume that the whole thing is good. And the same thing is for the opposite sometimes. We globally evaluate people based on one, two, three things they do. We assume in totality that's who they are. They're totally wicked. And what this Chosavo says is, like, that's not what it means here. We're not calling this person pious for everything. And we're not calling this person wicked for everything. What we're saying is that in the context of anger, this is pious. In the context of anger, this is wicked. But he might have great midos when it comes to other things. Right? He might getting back to 2 weeks ago, he might give a lot of tzedakah. So that he might be the person from 2 weeks ago, you know, from the previous Mishnah that dealt with giving of your goods, might be a tzaddik or a chassid from that aspect, from this aspect, but he might get angry. So from this aspect, he's a Rasha. So the Chosavo says, just be very careful here. Don't halo effect, don't look, we're just talking about anger. And we're making a judgment on the person's anger, not on their total personality. I think it's an essential point in general to be careful not to do that, both for the positive, as well as, more importantly perhaps, for the negative, where we look at one thing a person does bad and then we totally evaluate them as Russia for everything. That's not what this Mishnah is doing according to this Chosavo. Again, others disagreed with that. Others say it is more of a global statement, but I think it's an important Chosavo to keep in mind, not to totally blow things out of proportion. I'm going to hold off questions for now. I see a few hands getting raised, but because I made that decision not to spread this into three, we're going to run out of time, and I have to get off by 10:15. I got to get ready for the kids program that's starting at 10:30. So only have a few more minutes. A few bullet points on the Russia side. So the Russia we saw, Rashbats, others we saw already, will lead to sin. Barbanel says if you're angry, it shows that you're bad-natured. Maral says that anger is a sign that you're a sinner. It's a simen that you have sinned in other things. That's why the person's called a Rasha. Darche Chaim says it's called a Rasha because anger is going to lead to arguments and fights. So it's going to be somebody who's always fighting with other people. And the Arizal says the person's called a Rasha because when you get angry, he says that your neshama leaves you when you're angry. And that could be understood on several different levels. But the point here is that you're doing things that will distance you from Shechina, from God, from your own self. So all of these reasons, whatever they are, the main point is anger is bad, right? And somebody who gets angry frequently and is not appeased, it's a negative value statement, either about the anger or more broadly about the person in general. So this highlights that this is something important that we should be working on if we are somebody who gets angry frequently and doesn't get appeased. It's a Russia. It's bad. It's not good. It's not, and it's in your control. You have moral responsibility to try to work on it. Final point, not getting angry at all. So we alluded to this. Rabbeinu Yonah here says something along the lines of there's no category of not getting angry at all because there are times where it's appropriate to get angry. In a time of righteousness to defend God, it's appropriate to get angry. So we're never going to say that you should never get angry. Others, according to Medrash Shmuel here, as well as there's a few others, we once quoted the Abarbanel who says something similar. Anger is natural. It's going to happen. You can't possibly get to a point where you're never going to get angry. So he calls it if you're lo lichos klal, that's not a person, that's a malach, right? Shazelo nimsa rak b'malachim. You'd be an angel if you never got angry. Even Moshe gets angry. So how can it be you never get angry? So everybody gets angry. So that's why the Mishnah doesn't have a category of never angry. So I think that just to sum up, what we have here are different, there's more to say, maybe I regret not spreading it into three at this point. But the main points here are, is that anger is, we all feel anger at some points in time. There's different ways that anger expresses itself. There are pros to somebody who gets angry frequently but is appeased. There are pros to somebody who gets angry less frequently but holds on to it longer. And there's cons to both as well. What we want to make sure is that we're being aware of the cons, I would say, that our anger is not damaging others, our anger is not damaging ourselves, our anger is not damaging our relationship with God and making us do various sins. And the main point here is that we have to be reflective about this. The Mishnah is not just stating this as some typologies of anger that you're just stuck with. The Mishnah is making a moral judgment. This is Rasha. This is Chassid. These are things that we can work on, that we can overcome. It's not easy. We acknowledge that. We acknowledge we all get angry. We acknowledge that there's a lot of complexity to why we get angry. But for the most part, if all this Mishnah does is wakes us up to realize this is something that I should be working on, this is something I need help with, that's the job of this Mishnah. If we find ourselves getting angry frequently, holding on to the anger, any negatives that come to anger, let's try to work on it. Let's try to remember that everything, you know, any messages that come from here in terms of think about the cons, the damages that it does, think it through, predict what's going to happen in the future, and work on the fact that everything comes from God. And you know, there's obviously more to say in how to manage our anger, but at the very least, let us try to keep in mind that this is something that we should be working on. With Hashem's help, we can all get less angry and work on the path of being pious and being a chassid, as the Mishnah recommends that we try to do. So we're going to close it here, and I apologize again, I don't have time for questions. Feel free to send me an email or text me, whatever. We'll discuss it, we'll talk about it, and we'll see you next week.